The deaths of 17 more people from the virus were reported yesterday. There was also an increase in the number of people admitted to hospital with COVID-19 infection and needing intensive care. Health authorities say it's too early yet to gauge the effect of the first phase of the easing of restrictions, which came into effect 10 days ago. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, said now is not the time to make any changes to the current restrictions that are in place.
We're still 1 week since we started to ease restrictions. We've reported 73 cases today in 1 day, which we would now regard as a small number of cases. It's less than 100. When we introduced the measures in terms of schools, the closure of schools, the visitation restrictions in terms of nursing homes, we had a total number of cases in the country up to that point of 43 in total. So we've 73 cases today, and I don't think it's the time for us now, a week into measures, to start widespread advocacy for change across a whole range of measures that we know have actually worked in terms of keeping us here. We need to hold with the measures that we know are working.
That's the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan. Jim O'Callaghan is Fianna Fáil's Justice Spokesperson. He's with us now. Jim O'Callaghan, good morning.
Good morning.
You disagree. Why?
Well, I don't disagree with Dr. Houlihan's advice. That is his advice. But I think the government needs to recognise that it needs to take into account other factors when the government is making the decision as to whether or not to shift it from 2 metres to 1 metre. And when you look at the other factors, I think they are persuasive in trying to convince government that we should move to 1 metre. First of all, if you look at what the World Health Organization and the European Centre for Disease Protection and Control are saying, they recommend 1 metre. Secondly, we can see, notwithstanding the very upsetting figures yesterday, that the spread of the disease has significantly decreased in our country, and there are significant parts of the country where there are no new cases materialising. And third, we know that in the early stages of the disease in Ireland, the recommendation and the advice given to government was that 1 metre was sufficient. And I'm concerned about the ongoing impact, Gavin, that the lockdown and the measures are having on wide varieties of people. And I also think we need to take into account the impact it's having on our economic and social structures. And because of that, I think the government, don't criticise Dr. Houlihan, he gives advice, but I think that the government needs to take these other factors into account when it's balancing all the evidence and coming to a decision that government makes.
But the virus has an incubation of 2 weeks, and it'll be we're not even 2 weeks into the first period of relaxing restrictions. We don't know the effect it's had yet. Why not wait until this period is over to make a decision? Tony Houlihan is concerned, as he said there, that reducing the distance that we keep away from people will increase the spread of the disease. Why take that risk?
Well, no matter what we do in our response to COVID-19, there's going to be a risk involved. And what the Italian Prime Minister stated, that we have to take a calculated risk. And there's always going to be a risk involved in this. And most likely when restrictions are removed, there will be a spike in terms of the numbers. But we have to take other factors into account. Like when you look at the purpose of the lockdown initially, the whole purpose of it was to ensure that our intensive care units were not overwhelmed in the same way as they were in Italy. It was never the intention of the lockdown that the purpose of it was to stop people getting sick or to stop the people catching the virus. Now, Obviously, we don't want people to catch the virus, but I think we need to recognise that we are being exceptionally cautious in the advice that we are following here. And I don't criticise Dr. Houlihan. It's his job as a public health advisor to give advice, but government must take other factors into account. And when you look at the 2 metre, 1 metre dispute, you can see that what I would say is that the science doesn't justify that distinction being put in place.
But the advice of the Chief Medical Officer is that it should be maintained. He says that's the guideline. He says that's it, his advice. You feel other advice should be taken, yes?
I fully respect the advice the Chief Medical Officer gives.
You just feel it should be overridden?
I think government needs to take into account other factors. Like, in fairness to Dr. Houlihan, he's not the person who's making these decisions in Cabinet. He advises government about the public health issues and public health advice. But there are other factors that have to be taken into account, such as the impact that the ongoing restrictions are having on young people, the elderly, our mental health, domestic violence, people with non-COVID illnesses, and our economy. And our economy isn't just about money. It's about ensuring that we have a proper society in place that we can look after vulnerable people in society. So I think we need to, the government needs to take other factors into account as well. And when you look at the, I suppose, the phases for lifting the lockdown, ours extend out until the 10th of August. If you look at Spain, indeed, if you look in Italy, they're going to be lifted fully by June. I think we need to recognise that, you know, we can't go back to situations where we're going to have large congregating crowds together. But I do think government needs to be alive to the fact that we need to expedite the lifting of the restrictions, and we need to recognise that, you know, telling people that they won't be finished until the 10th of August is not something that reflects the dynamic changes that are happening in this process.
Jim O'Callaghan, Fianna Fáil Justice Spokesperson, thank you for speaking to us. 26 minutes past 8.